WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Thanks to Ron from Georgetown, Kentucky, for a question concerning red flag warnings. Ron heard a red flag warning used with a tropical storm situation when there was lots of rain, so he wondered about the possibility of confusion with different red flag warnings. Well, Ron, unfortunately, there is some overlap in the use of the red flag terminology. As you correctly noted, a web search for red flag warning will probably return a number of URLs that refer to the name red flag warning as used by the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service defines a red flag warning as a term used by fire weather forecasters to call attention to limited weather conditions of particular importance that may result in extreme burning conditions. It is issued when it is an ongoing event or the fire weather forecaster has a high degree of confidence that red flag criteria will occur within 24 hours of issuance. Red flag criteria occurs whenever a geographical region has been in a dry spell for a week or two, or even for a shorter period if before spring green up or after fall color, and the National Fire Danger Rating System is high to extreme, and the following forecast weather parameters are expected to be met: a sustained wind averaging 15 miles an hour or greater, relative humidity less than or equal to 25%, and a temperature of greater than 75 degrees Fahrenheit. In some states, dry lightning and unstable air are criteria as well. Some years ago, showing my age here, fire weather forecasts were limited to forestry agencies and not routinely distributed to everyone. This has obviously changed over the years with the need to make people aware of the dangers involved in dry conditions. Now, it's important to note that the specific criteria I've already mentioned are often adjusted a little from state to state. For example, the humidity criteria was found to be lowered for several states. Outside of this usage, red flags have also been used for many years along coastal sections of the country to visually announce wind conditions. A single triangular pennant was used for small craft warnings. Two of those pennants meant gale warnings. A solid red square with a black square in the middle signified storm warnings, and two of those meant hurricane warnings. These flags, which began at the beginning of the 20th century, were discontinued by the National Weather Service in 1989. I know that some sections of our coastline, and in particular, I've seen them in Alabama, colored flags are used to warn watergoers of conditions unfavorable for swimming, and the red flag usually means that swimming is discouraged. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.